AJC. CW2T, what you up to this afternoon, fella?
I just got back from riding some bears and doing a little snooping around today. You been doing okay?
Well, run around like a chicken with my head cut off. Got a convention that comes up next weekend, and I'm trying to get all the final stuff done, so I've been buried in computers, screens, and printouts, and everything else prior to printing all the badges for everybody for the event.
That sounds right down your alley. What kind of convention is it?
It's a district barbershop convention. We're holding it up in Blue Ridge Community College, just outside of Hendersonville up there, next weekend. And you got choruses and quartets coming in from both North and South Carolina, and then also we got a couple of quartets coming in from Tennessee to compete, or a couple of choruses coming in from Tennessee to compete. So we're going to have a good weekend up there next weekend.
It's supposed to be nice next weekend. I think it's supposed to clear up here maybe Sunday or Monday maybe. It looks good as always. That's a good time of year. Hopefully the weather will continue to be nice without being, you know, too messy outside.
And all, because we're going to be mostly indoors. It's mostly indoors because it's inside the Blue Ridge Community College is where our conventions can be held. And we got a hotel. We've taken over most of the hotel, so that's going to be pretty much. That's going to pretty much be everybody's there. It's all barbershoppers that weekend.
Well, my daughter and my wife was going to go with it, but she decided not to. I think she's going up to Biltmore next weekend. Hopefully the weather will be good for them. I think they're just going for the day. They're not spending the night. They used to do a thing in December where they'd do the little gingerbread house stuff, that sort of thing for the grandkids, but they're not doing it this year for some reason. I think it's because of the COVID thing. They didn't do it last year either. That's really what Lynn likes to get with the fork and get a kick out of it. And she does too. She enjoys that sort of thing. But they're not going to do it. They're all going to do the candlelight tour of the house, I think. And that's, I don't think she's done that before. She may decide to go right now. She's opting not to go.
Ever since I've been up there to take the tour, so I haven't been up there any time recently, and I've never been up there at Christmas time. So it's not had the time. So anyway, well, just heard you in there. Want to say hello to you. Let me get back over here to this thing I'm ankle deep in. Actually, I'm more like hip deep in it now. And I got to get all this finished because I got something like 240 badges to print over the next day or so here. So got to get to work on it. Catch you later. You have a good day and behave yourself out there. W2T.
Good afternoon. You better get at it if you got that much work to do. Hope everything goes well. Good talk to you. N4DJC clear.
Who'd you see? KN4BWA.
It's a rare DX, Steve.
How you doing, Jerry?
I've been busy with doctor appointments and other things, and had a wedding to go to, and we've just been just starting to settle back down again. We've got to go through another round of doctor stuff now for my wife, so it's just one thing right after another. How you been doing? I hear you on every once in a while, but I don't walk up too lazy to go upstairs and check in with you.
Yeah. Who do you hear me talking to, W4DJW?
Yeah, I know you're, you know, I guess you guys are still airplaning. They said what it sounded like, and I enjoy listening to you downstairs, but I get upstairs up here, and I got a lazy boy up here, too, so I'm liable to get this lazy boy liable to roll off to sleep up here and forget where I am, like somebody else we may know.
I hear you. Yeah, well, if you've been listening to us a little bit, you know Dave's been getting into this remote control autonomous flight.
Listen to some of that. It really sounds interesting. I tell you, the technology just keeps going by leaps and bounds every time you seems like every couple of months they would come in with something, something just, you know, miles ahead of whatever else you had. It's hard to keep up with it, and, but it really sounds interesting. I like to say that I kind of like that. It's kind of like that autonomous driving thing. I like the idea of that as I get older. Although I don't know how much I trust it right now, but man, maybe by the time when I'm not able to drive very well anymore, maybe they'll have something out there that can haul us around without having to be too concerned about it running off somewhere where it's not supposed to.
I don't know. I just don't think I'd ever be able to trust self-driving cars. I just can't wrap my head around the idea of a ton and a half or 2 tons of steel riding down the road, taking me for a ride instead of the other way around.
I was concerned about my vision. It's not that great. Maybe something to enhance my vision a little bit. Also, better collision avoidance, systems that some of them have now. I've got a 2018 Honda Accord. Mine is pretty good, but it's not state of the art by any stretch of imagination. But it's got a backup camera and that sort of thing. I didn't want to go up a model and get the front camera too. I wish I got the front camera too now. It would help me in parking, but that backup camera makes a whole lot of difference, especially in these cars. Of course, you drive a truck, and still, I think these cars, they just don't have the cabin vision in them. It's just very low. You don't have much vision at all through the windows without some type of enhancement.
Yeah, the way they structure these things now, used to you could judge the front corners of your vehicle and not hit stuff. You can't even see the end of the hood.
The cord is pretty low to the ground, which makes it a little hard to get in and out of for me, but because I got short legs. But the thing is, you can't see. But like I said, the windows are top to bottom and narrow. The windshield's narrow, and you can't. This car's about 7 or 8 inches wider than what I've been accustomed to, and had to be cautious to go around curves, especially on the passenger side, and especially if I'm by myself. But man, it's just, I wish it had a little better system for that. Having a front camera might would help sometimes, but it's just, it's difficult to see without running over a curb or having a back tire run over a curb when you're making a turn onto some type of a retail deal where you turn that up, usually where the curbs are on both sides of where you turn in and out of is generally not very wide, and I have to kind of keep an eye on it to make sure I don't run over, my back tire doesn't run over that curb or scratch up one of my wheels or mess a tire up.
Well, I drive a four-wheel drive 2500 diesel. If I run over a curb, I may not even know it. Yeah, old Dave has got those radio controls working good. I tell you, he is. He's a whiz on this programming stuff now.
He's basically retired now, so he can devote more time to it. Yeah, he's a very astute programmer in multiple disciplines.
I'm just trying to get started up to the rudimentary level, kind of tagging along with him. I understand most all of what he's doing. I just got to keep up on the software end and get up to speed there. But, doggone, he's come up with some stuff that we could do. Hoo-wee, it's good.
Tied up and from the beginning of October, and after that situation, my heart arrhythmia, I've been kind of cautious about going outside a lot in the heat. But it's nice now, I'm able to get out a little bit more. I feel a lot better than I did too. That kind of stuff kind of tends to frighten you when you have something like that happen and you're not sure what's going on. what's causing it, you'd say, but there's nothing serious, but it's still made me pause. Before I do things that I used to do, I just really have to be a little more cautious and a little more careful to make sure I don't put myself in a situation where I can't get help or something like that. But I'm doing a lot better now than I was. I think it's more a mental situation than anything, just realizing it wasn't anything serious. And if it happens again, you know what, you know it's going to go away.
What you mean, Jerry? Last night I shot a 180-pound 6-point buck a little before dark, and I tell you what, it was all I could do to get that deer drug up the hill. And 10 or 15 years ago, I just picked him up and throwed him over my shoulder.
Nowadays, I know I could drag one out, especially a big deer where place that we used to hunt was kind of hilly, and I'd usually go ahead and field dress them there and haul them out that way, or even sometimes we'd even quarter them when we were allowed to do that. They don't like for you to do it now. They want you to have them zero hole. At least sometimes they want you to have it whole. Instead of quartering it, we quartered it up sometimes and hauled it out that way. But I tell you, if I had hauled one out now, I mean, you just go ahead and me and the deer would be laying side by side.
I hear you. Well, so in the meantime, you're doing better. I'm glad to hear that. Now, have you heard Walt KO4O, it is up at Lake Bowen. KI4OIM, I believe it is. He had his left eye done. And he was supposed to get his right eye done for the cataracts and all that business to straighten him up today. And he says if that right one goes as good as the left one, that he ain't going to have to wear glasses anymore.
I haven't been on. You know, usually he's on this time of the afternoon. And K4OIM is the call you're trying to rustle up there. But I hadn't been on in the afternoon much. I've been staying pretty busy in the afternoon with other things. I hadn't heard him on in a while, but, I heard him on it, and then, on the net, that sort of thing, but I hadn't heard him where I could really talk to him about anything. But I tell you one thing, that's great if it did. I mean, that'd be great not to wear glasses again. Not have to wear glasses again and be able to find something to fix you up so you don't have to wear glasses. Especially, I think Walt's a year or two older than I am. I'm 70. I think he's 72, maybe. Maybe a little older than that. But, I tell you, anytime you get that age and you can, see with that glasses, that's pretty much, you don't get a whole lot better than that.
Yep. Alright. Well, listen, I better jump off here. My daughter is calling me. We're trying to get her into a new house, so we're trying to work on mortgage jump. Let me see what's going on with her. You behave yourself. And I will talk to you again soon, I hope. K4 of VWA, clear after your final.
Good luck with everything with the mortgages and moving in, that sort of thing. That's another pain, and you know what you have to deal with. Have a good afternoon. Good talking to you. N4DJC, clear.